Your 96900693. It seems mums feel like they're judged by other mums when they take their youngsters or pick them up from school. Some mums are reportedly bullying others. Others simply ostracise mums who don't wear the right clothes or drive the right car. Terrible. What's happening at drop-off and pick-up time? Debbie Rossi is a Melbourne mum with four kids. She's given talks to mums about how they can survive this sort of bullying. Debbie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis. Thank you for having me on the show.
A lot of this is sort of just giving someone a look up and down, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And the way we're feeling inside and all our own insecurities are then amplified by that just one look up and down. I mean, it may be an innocent look, it may not be, but what we're feeling inside, it actually makes it much worse in our own heads.
Does it also carry through to the children and then into the schoolyard?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because as adults, as mums especially, we role model all of our behaviours and our actions and our reactions to our children all the time. So if we're actually not happy within ourselves, and if we're also not being kind to others around us, then that's what our children are picking up on, and then that's what they will then, that's how they then interact with children as well, with their friends.
You've written the book Beyond the Schoolyard, End the Bullying Forever, and mostly we think of bullying as between kids.
Yeah, but it's not, unfortunately. I mean, it's in every part of our lives, you know, especially, I mean, my book specifically around mums, but it's also in workplaces and on cyberbullying as well. So it is in many areas of our lives, unfortunately.
Talking to a workmate this morning, Debbie, and she had to pick up her nieces from school, and there was one woman sort of standing alone who was done up to the nines, really beautiful and fully the full glamour thing, but all the other mums weren't talking to her, and she noticed it, and she asked her sister-in-law about whether that's the case every day, and she said yes, that's the case, because they're jealous of her.
And it's really sad, you know, and like I said, it's often our own insecurities and our own issues that are causing these problems, but it's really sad that as mums we can't confidently go into the schoolyard and pick up our children and be happy to be there.
Can you give us one story of what you put together for the book?
Well, the book is also about overcoming, because I was bullied throughout my high school years, and it's then how I brought those feelings of low insecurity into my adult life, and then especially as I began to re-enter the schoolyard with my children, it was like I was almost starting high school again and having to fit in and having to deal with all the politics and cliquey groups and things like that. So it's really about that and helping people feel better within themselves so then they can deal with what's going on the outside.
And if the mums aren't getting on, or if parents aren't getting on, the bit that worries me is that it can just creep into the behaviour of the kids as well, and can cause friction between kids.
Oh yeah, definitely, and that's something, you know, that's really prevalent at schools and things like that. I mean, you know, whether it be mums sort of trying to direct their children to play with specific children and away from other children and things like that. And like I said before, with the role modelling, you know, if we're role modelling this bullying behaviour and this unkind behaviour, then that's what our children are going to do as well.
Is it always the mums? What about the dads?
Well, it's interesting because I did have someone say that to me recently after this article was put in the Herald Sun. And I said, well, no, because the dads, often with men, they don't tend to get caught up in these emotional issues that women tend to have and the talking and whatnot. So they don't tend to actually feel the same sort of problems. They'll just drop off, and often they don't actually come into the schoolyard as well because they're on their way to work or whatever. So they just actually drop off at the gate and they don't actually come inside to be involved. But no, I don't find that it's as much with dads. It's more mums.
The bullying type personality of a parent, or perhaps a mum in the majority of cases, but is it someone who is jealous of others, or is it this must win at all costs?
I think it may be a little bit of both. I do think that sometimes we are very hard. I mean, sometimes rightly so, but we are very harsh on bullies because they're often the ones that are dealing with a lot of their own personal issues as well. They're the ones who feel most insecure and feel most vulnerable around these issues. So then that causes them to, on the outside, try and be stronger and try and attack people, so then they don't actually show their insecurities on the inside. So I do think that, it's looking at them with different eyes and seeing that they are quite vulnerable in themselves as well.
Debbie Rossi, thank you. Mum of four and author of Beyond the Schoolyard, End the Bullying Forever. And the book's available everywhere?
It's actually just available online at the moment at www.debbierossi.com.au.
Debbie Rossi, R-O-S-S-I. Thank you. DebbieRossi.com.au if you want to get hold of the book. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I'm currently being bullied at the school I'm at.